بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله we are in the 20th paragraph of the tonight. One of the things that Allah Ta'ala speaks about is Musa alayhi salam, how he came into this world, time to own, and got the message that someone will come in this world and will overpower him. He made an announcement there that any boy that is born will be brought to him on the throat of the child. Allah Ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salam's mother, put wahi into her. Wahi is of different kinds. One is wahi put into a heart. It be wahi that this child be born and you will not have any grief or any kind, let the child go. And the child will come back to you. However, we all know very well when a child was born, was given away. She went straight to the house of her own. The child was seen there and he made announcement that any boy would be killed. The fear was there that someone would be taking over my place. However, they came and came to the child came into the hand of the wife. You know, wife is someone can change your mind very quickly, you know, that they're very, very, you can't beat them. When they want something, they have their own ways. No matter who you are, what you are, the time comes and you must know he was a terror. But almost one person you can't talk to. The way she looked at the child and said, and he decided to kill this child. And Allah Ta'ala wants to do something, no one can come in between. No matter who it is, you can be the most powerful person too, but in front of Allah you know power. Allah Ta'ala will benefit someone, you can benefit very quickly. Allah Ta'ala will harm someone, Allah Ta'ala harm them. No way anyone can come in between at all. The moment she looked at the child and told him that this child will benefit to us. But when he melted straight away, that's how Allah Ta'ala looked after Musa alayhi salam. And then you must know he did not want to drink anyone's milk. Allah Ta'ala made her, that's how the mother also came in between. And how she also fed the baby and how she saw the baby also. This is how Allah Ta'ala plans to show us this much, that no matter how powerful you are, that your power in front of me is no power at all. Because even enemy you can be, the biggest army you can have. But if Allah Ta'ala does not want that army to have victory, nothing can come in between. Unfortunately, we do not have that, you know, that faith with Allah Ta'ala. So this is how Musa alayhi salam, how he went, was no. And how he got nubuwat and the rest of it. I'm not here to give you a story, but to teach you a lesson here, that when it comes to the power of Allah, Allah Ta'ala decides to give someone power, no one can come in between. Then not numbers cannot come in between at all. So only Allah decides. Here too in this world is teaching us a lesson that no matter how strong an army can be, Allah Ta'ala can give victory to Muslims, can give it in a very small amount. Sahaba Ikram are very victorious because of one thing. They're victorious because they were always in the army against them, when they should see why we are in big numbers, we got everything of the best. We got arms, ammunition, everything. Why are we losing? For what we are losing? They are in minority. They got nothing at all by them. But what's the reason for them that they were so victorious? And they looked into their lives and they saw that at night they should cry in front of Allah Ta'ala. Sahaba Ikram, they should cry in Allah Ta'ala. They did not rely on the arms and ammunition, they relied on Allah Ta'ala. Whole night they should make ibadat. And in a day they go to fight. They said, that's the secret here. The secret is at night they should cry to Allah Ta'ala, and in a day they fight for Allah. This was the reason why they were so victorious. We want victory also. We have to, no matter what it is, we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will give victory, no one else. No matter what can happen. Because everything happens with the will of Allah Ta'ala. Even the leaf that falls down, it does not fall without the permission of Allah. So we have to now see that we have to change our lives. If we live, change our lives for better, than Allah will give us victory all the time. Everything happens, Allah does not want to harm a Muslim. A person who has got Iman, Allah does not want to harm him. But unfortunately we harm ourselves. Thani Rahmatullah said a very nice thing. We turn away from Allah Ta'ala, Allah turns away from us. You have to look into your life and how close you are with Allah Ta'ala. Then you know yourself whether you're close or not close. It's useless thinking Allah Ta'ala has forgotten me. He's not forgotten you, but you have forgotten him. If you forget Allah, Allah forgets you. The very important thing, lesson here is taught with how the Sahaba, they're so close to Allah Ta'ala because they're always remembering Allah Ta'ala. We remember Allah Ta'ala, we need him. Yet they remembered Allah Ta'ala all the time. Allah Ta'ala showed them this point. That's why another ayah that came, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسَ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا يَقُولُ أَمَنْ. That the Sahaba at one time, you know, in the beginning, they were harmed so much by the Sahaba, the Mushrikeen, so much harm, that they lost hope also. Some of them lost courage too. What's going to happen to us? So they went to some Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said that this is our condition. How come that, you know, Allah is not helping us? Or something of that effect, they said. Nabi Karim was sitting down, he got up and he was surprised and he speaking to say, what do you mean by that? Don't you know that the people before us, the harm that they went through, we're not going through that persecution. That oppression they underwent, we're not going through that oppression. They were at that time they should begin with sword, you know, use a saw to cut their body. They cut the body, they take the body and throw it in the hole. All that kind of punishment they had. But with all that punishment, with all the persecution and oppression, zulm they underwent, but they stayed, remained with iman. So Nabi says, you are only talking about what you are going through. What they went through and what we are not going through all that difficult at all. So only thing you make sabr. And the time comes, you must not be haste in anything. Anything you do, you must be haste. In time Allah Ta'ala will give us victory too. Teaching us a lesson also, there will not be a lot of suffer and patience. Everything happened in the will of Allah Ta'ala. Allah decides when Allah Ta'ala. So you have that conviction in you, then inshallah Allah Ta'ala will barakat is that too. So may dua to Allah Ta'ala, how the Sahaba has had that muhabbat. And now that Zaluk and Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will put that muhabbat in our hearts too. Wa akhir da'an, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wa al-aqibu al-mutaqib. Wa salatu wa salam. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadat. Allahumma asina aqibatana fi umuri kulliya wa atinna min khizi dunya. Wa adabi al-qabli wa adabi al-akhir. Allahumma nas'aluka rida'aka wa al-jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa an-nar. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك الرحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة، الفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار، فاطر السماوات والأرض، أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة، توفني مسلم والحكم الصالحين، وصلى الله تعالى على قول سيدنا برحمتك.